What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And welcome back to our show, hour number two. The phone lines are open, 512-248-8252. And again, getting on back to this border situation, you know, it almost feels like the drug cartels, the drug lords have really taken over much of the world. We know that the CIA has been involved in drug smuggling going all the way back to Vietnam. They were bringing cocaine up from South America through MENA, Arkansas. They even made a Tom Cruise movie about all of that. And so it's like an open secret. This is what's going on. You had Joe Biden handing out free crack pipes. Okay? I wanted to get one of those. Not because I do crack, because I don't. But I just wanted one to be able to hold up on the camera and say, see, this is your president. And act, this is your president spending your money on this. And you know, obviously for the people who are walking up to our border, they pick up a load of drugs or they're given a load of drugs. They carry it across the border and they're, you know, they turn it over to a distributor inside the United States who gives the illegal immigrant a wad of cash with which to sort of start their new life. And they're focusing on fentanyl because it's much more potent than heroin. And therefore, you can pack more of it into a smaller space. And now they got a new one. It's called pyro, which is like the first syllable of this pyro, you know, really long molecule. That is just insanely potent. And that's starting to make its way into the United States. And our government's doing nothing about it. Okay? It's like not getting the Epstein client list. You know, how complicit is the government in the drug trade? Is it more than just the CIA? I would say probably yes. You know, I mean, when the CIA was running the operation out of MENA in Arkansas, Bill Clinton was the governor. And they even show in that Tom Cruise movie, Made in America, you know, how Bill Clinton got Barry Seal let go after he was arrested for smuggling cocaine. So, yeah, it's time to ask that question. How corrupted has our nation become by the drug money? And if you want an historical precedent, go back to Prohibition, because when they declared alcohol illegal, it was just a gift to organized crime, because alcohol that had, you know, gone for pennies a gallon was all of a sudden worth 10, 20 bucks for the good stuff, 100 bucks. There was rum running. The Kennedy family fortune began with rum running. And the gangsters and rum runners made so much money off of the illegal alcohol, they reshaped the government. And then, of course, Prohibition was ended so that they didn't have to deal with upstarts trying to horn in on the action using the same method. So that was Prohibition with alcohol, and now that we're repeating the same horrid history with other illicit substances. It's called the politics of contraband. All righty. We have been hearing a lot about the coming food shortages, the Great Reset. And two themes have surfaced recently. One is that cannibalism may not be all that bad. You know, let's not demonize it that much. As I was telling that caller yesterday, there's even a reference to cannibalism in one of the Pirates of the Caribbean movie. You know, I'll be honest, in my little collectibles out there, I have a cannibal fork from Fiji. Because cannibalism in Fiji was religious in nature, and so they had special utensils for it. So, yeah, it's out there. And, yeah, pretty much every branch of humanity has had cannibalism at some point in their history. It's not confined to just Africa and some Pacific islands. It's happened pretty much everywhere. So get over that. The other recurring theme we're getting is bugs. You've got to eat the bugs here. And they're talking about how bug components are already being included in certain processed foods. Good reason to stop eating processed foods. So there was this post over at InfoWars about how these major companies are starting to use insects as ingredients in their food products, and they're being encouraged to do so by the World Economic Forum that wants you to eat insects as one of its plans for a sustainable planet. Now, let me tell you where I'm thinking with this. If insects were really good for us to eat and tasted pretty good, they would already be a part of our historic diet, wouldn't they? We don't like to eat insects. They don't really taste good. We eat cows and sheep and deer occasionally around this part of the country. We eat chickens, we eat turkeys, we eat ducks, we eat geese, we eat corn, we eat tomatoes, we eat so forth and so on. Humans eat what tastes good and nourishes their body, and insects are not on that list. I mean, I will grant you, you know, honeybees produce something that we do eat, but we don't eat the bees themselves. I just want to make that point here. Okay, now, top World Economic Forum advisor Yuval Noah Harari has come on out and actually admitted that in the eyes of the World Economic Forum, the vast majority of the human population just isn't needed. In the with advances in artificial intelligence and machine learning, bioengineering, robotics, and so forth, you say we really don't need most of these humans. We need to get rid of them, and so line up there in front of that disintegration machine, and that's your loyal patriotic duty here. All right, let's see. Oh, we have a caller on the line, 512-248-8252. Bruce in Texas, what's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. Yeah, I thought I'd get the ball rolling. last night I was watching Fox News on YouTube, and it's actually the Fox Financial Channel. And the next video rolled up to the defense of Donald Trump and the first impeachment.
Yeah.
And I had forgotten all about it. It was all about Ukraine, and supposedly there was an unnamed source that said that President Trump was pressuring Zelensky to act against a political rival, Joe Biden, by doing something about Hunter Biden, the fake accusation that Joe Biden had used his office to affect the prosecution of Hunter Biden.
Yeah, I remember that.
What? Joe Biden actually said that.
Yeah.
He actually bragged about it. To the Council on Foreign Relations.
Yes, he did.
On video.
Oh, he's an idiot.
But that's impeachable, but Joe Biden is using the Department of Justice to go after Trump on his wild goose chase, that's got to be impeachable as well.
I would agree.
Yeah, and so don't expect them to release the affidavit.
No, they won't. It was a fishing expedition or witch hunt. Yeah, they're not going to release it. Or if they do, it'll be redacted to the point where it's just, looks like carbon paper, for those of you old enough to remember what carbon paper was.
Yeah, we've seen those redactions where I've seen them where like the whole page is blacked out.
Yeah, it's just totally blacked out,
Yeah, and so I guess they're going to try to drag it out, like a Hail Mary, and just start floating on accusations on the media, because that's their PR arm, of the federal government. And they try to tamp down the midterm election results. And so, even though they cheat, we're going to have to vote. These people that say, voting doesn't matter, why do you bother, Well, hell, how much effort is it to vote? You have nothing to lose.
Well, look what happened in 2016. Hillary was trying to steal the presidency, but enough people got out there and voted for Trump to overwhelm the fraud. That's why they doubled down in 2020 to the point where they got caught. Everybody knows what happened now.
Right. And let's hope. I know we've all been down this road before, that they're going to clean things up. But now they've crossed the Rubicon. the Democrats.
I agree.
And we have a different breed coming up, you know, of candidates that are backed by Trump. Let's just hope that they do take the House at least, and maybe both the House and the Senate. And maybe we can impeach, not Joe Biden, impeach the Attorney General. That would be great. That would be a good start.
Yeah, you know? Well, I think then, Marjorie Taylor Greene has already filed articles of impeachment against the Attorney General, but they won't be able to act on them until the Republicans are in control of Congress. Because the Democrats, they're not interested in the law, the truth, ethics, whatever. They are simply, you know, in absolute goose step with whatever the Democratic National Committee and Joe Biden want. Okay? And, they could care less what happens to the rest of the country and the American people so long as their party prevails. You know, victory or death, other people's death.
Right. Yeah, and let's just hope that Ukraine doesn't succeed in getting the stored fuel rods there in the nuclear plant in the Ukraine. That's going to be a calamity.
That is going to be very, very bad. You know, I remember when Chernobyl blew. I was working at a company in Hollywood that was selling some of our technology and production expertise to companies in Germany and Italy. And I had been over there working, and I had just come home when Chernobyl blew, but we still had people who were still over there, and we got them on a plane just as fast as we could, and we got them home.
That's something else. I've had my own personal story, too. You remember when Fukushima went off due to that earthquake?
Yeah.
And my daughter was on the Abe Lincoln, CVN 72.
Oh, boy.
And,
I
made arrangements to meet her in San Diego. I could have met her in Hawaii, but I really had the airfare for that. As they sailed to her home port, they call it a Tiger Cruise where the family can board. And
I'm familiar with the Tiger Cruises.
Yeah, well, they had been relieved by the Ronald Reagan 2 days before Fukushima. Now, the Ronald Reagan had responded in a humanitarian mission to Fukushima, and they sailed straight into a radioactive cloud of steam.
Yes.
And a lot of sailors got cancer from that. And I saw pictures of them soaping down the entire ship and all the aircraft, all the equipment with fire hoses and scrubbing it down. But, my daughter could have been involved in that. She could have been hit by radioactive fallout, whatever.
Well, I hope she's going to be okay.
No, she's okay because she missed it by 2 days.
Ah, okay. All right.
Yeah, her ship was relieved by the Ronald Reagan. And so those sailors were the ones that were affected. And the IAEA inspectors are claiming that they can't go into Russia to enter the plant. They have to go through Ukraine, and it's too dangerous.
Russia wants them to go in there, but I mean, you know, we don't need the IAEA if Ukraine is shelling the nuclear waste storage facility and the cooling tower. We know what's going to cause the meltdown.
Mm-hmm. They need to declare a ceasefire and then go from there, but that's not going to happen. I think the hard thing, they're in a panic to keep Trump out. And they keep the Republicans out because they want to finish this war. Their whole design is to break up Russia. And that's their end goal.
Well, they want a one-world government, which I think is a really bad idea for the human race. And, they're all out there, you know, drooling over their bottom, polishing that golden throne of planet Earth.
Yeah, and look at those family connections you mentioned, George Soros with all these politicians, like... Yeah.
It's like a return to the days of royal families.
Exactly. It's never stopped, really. Well, okay, that's all I had.
All right. Well, thank you very much for the phone call. We have open lines 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Before I get into the thing about Cheney, I just want to the last caller there. I don't know. Did you get the, I sent you my video that I made, a couple of videos that I made on Facebook Live about, the way Putin is actually dismantling and destroying New World Order, because they needed Russia and China if they were really going to, you know, if Klaus Schwab and company really wanted their way, and they're not getting it. And Putin is annihilating them. As a matter of fact, I saw something on a so-called redacted. It's on online. You get it in YouTube and on Rumble. And yes. Clay Morris and Natalie Morris. And this day, he gave a speech today, either today or yesterday, I'm not sure, about how, you know, Russia's combating against the globalists and against the, you know, WEF. That's what it is, the World Economic So they're being destroyed. Putin is, everything they try to do to Russia, yes, they try. They wanted to break Russia up. It's backfiring on them. And I also, I really get sick and tired of some of these people, you know, on on our side that keep on blaming China for everything. China is not a, you know, I'm not saying that they're a democracy, but they're not on the side of these globalists. They're fighting.
No, they're
the globalists.
Definitely they're, not on the side of the globalists.
They're a nationalist company. Matter of fact, they've gotten rid of their one-child policy. Now I think it's three children.
It's
and
three.
I think they'll accept more. And they, I think they'll accept more. And also this nonsense about what they're doing to the Uyghurs, that's also a bunch of BS. They're not doing anything to the Uyghurs except when they find potential terrorist cells. But for the most part, the Uyghurs are, you know, seem to be doing pretty well over there, you know? And they're not, and by the way,
it's part of the propaganda. We're supposed to hate Russia. We're supposed to hate China. We're supposed to think we're the, you know, the champions of the world and the good guys. And no, they're all pretty much equally evil around the globe, including our own, predatory people in Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I mean, while we're talking all this nonsense, we've got hundreds of people still languishing in jail for basically what was a misdemeanor. Okay.
Yeah.
And most veterans. I think the majority are veterans. Okay, so thank you for your service, guys. All right, that's basically what basically their thankfulness. Okay, and that brings me back to Cheney. I think we're doing our job. Getting rid of this witch is going to be, America, one of America's ways of fighting against these globalists, these neocons, these neoliberals. Okay, by getting. By driving a stake through the Cheney, through the entire Cheney family, sending Richard Ben Cheney, that's what I call him because I think he was the mastermind of 9/11, so you should call him Richard Ben Cheney, you know? And let's get this family out of there. They're evil as they come. They're warmongers. They're bloodthirsty. And, of course, Cheney is one of the greatest war criminals since World War II. Anywhere in the world, and let's hope they get rid of her tonight.
If the election is honest, she's going to be gone. My concern is that tomorrow we may wake up with the corporate media saying, "What an amazing come-from-behind victory over there in Wyoming."
Yeah, because I'm concerned about that too, because especially since she's able to get a lot of Democrats to come out and vote for her. But the good thing is, from what I understand, there's tons of people coming out now on game day, you know, to say, rather than, early voting or mail-in voting, coming out just by, as they did for Joe Kent in Washington, and as they Arizona now, the governor, it's the way they came out. So they came out on game day. So I think, I hope, I pray that she'll be gone tomorrow, okay? And that's going to be it for her.
Well, she's going to have the rest of her term in office, you know, until next January. But,
She probably would try to, you know, purposely be damaged.
Oh, she'll cause all kinds of problems. You know, the November elections are not the end. I mean, the November elections may, set up the Republican Party to take control of Congress, but they won't do it until January of next year. And that leaves a lot of time for mischief by the Democrats. Mark, we've got to let you go. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with more phone calls after these few words.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Working two jobs ends never seem to me. She often goes hungry so her babies can't eat. Fatherless son wears torn clothes to school. We're making fun of him's the only golden rule. She doesn't know she's a favorite daughter. If someone wants
welcome back to our show here. We have open phone lines, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Charlie in Florida. Hello, Charlie. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, Mike. How you doing? Good show, as usual. Listen, I wanted to just add in a little bit. The Ukrainians are also shelling and bombing a hydroelectric plant over there in Ukraine that provides water for the cooling that goes to this nuclear power plant. So they're trying every way, they're doing everything possible they can to sabotage that thing over there. They're doing everything they can to, and Russia, I think, I heard the other day that they asked that a UN send in an observer to the power plant.
Yeah, they asked the IAEA to come on over there, but most of that territory, you have to go through Ukraine, and Ukraine obviously does not want outside experts seeing what Ukraine is doing to that nuclear power plant. And now, if Ukraine damages that hydroelectric dam that's diverting water for the cooling system at the nuclear power plant, there should be enough time to scram those reactors and bring it all down quietly. I'm more concerned with the destruction of nuclear waste storage facility because those spent nuclear rods have to be stored in a particular manner. They are basically on racks holding them away from each other, and they're soaking in water to which boron has been added to limit neutron flux. If those facilities get destroyed and those rods just pile up on the bottom there and they're in contact with each other, they can continue to spontaneously fission, producing massive amounts of radiation. So it's a very, very dangerous situation.
Yeah, it is. And Ukraine is running out of money.
They're bankrupt. Printing,
yeah, they, exactly. They've been printing up, you know, money like we do over here, only they can't get away with it over there because they don't have the, you know, depth that we do. But, yeah, they've basically been printing money that without tying it to anything, because since the war started, you know, they had their economy has gone, you know, downhill. There's the stuff they used to tie their economy too, like their mining and their agriculture, mm-hmm. and stuff like that's all been, you know, held up.
Yeah.
So they're basically doing the inflation game, and it's backfiring on them real bad. So Zelensky is gone. They're basically now we're stuck. Like I think I heard you say something that Biden is providing, you know, the money. We're basically supporting that country now, totally.
Yes.
Pretty much, you know, which means we're. Yeah. So anyway, I just wanted to put a little bit of that stuff out there. There's also another story that's going on that you were talking about that I think is kind of important. And it has to do with China. China's hurting financially, too. They're having some
problems
over there. Yes, they are. And you said something about they're releasing our debt, didn't you? I think I heard you say something of that.
They're dumping treasuries.
Yeah, and that's probably the reason why, because they're needing to support their own, to beef up their own economy. Now, I'm not an economist. I don't know the ins and outs of all that stuff, but I would think that's the reason why they're doing it. But that's going to hurt us over here big time. You know, the more they dump, the less our dollar's going to be worth. So, you know, we're looking at some hard times coming here, I think, no doubt. Especially with all this food shortage stuff that's going on. I think we're going to have, I would, you know, I'm not a big, I would tell people to get ready to provide. By the way, I also wanted to add that the Russia is kicking butt over there.
Yes,
anybody
they are.
Anybody that says that, anybody that comes on and RBN or any of these radio stations there, or that broadcast on RBN and say that the United States, that Russia is losing over there is just simply lying. Yesterday they took a city called Pesky, which was a major take for them, and they're moving on through the Zaporozhye area where that nuclear power plant is, and I think they're going to increase their attacks until they get to. So till they get to where they could stop this, get to the point where they could stop all this nonsense of these Ukrainians shelling, you know, these nuclear power plant over there. But yeah, Russia's kicking butt. There's no doubt about it. And some of these people come on here. They've been spouting out a lot of nonsense. Really, you know.
Yeah. Well, like, you know, truth is the first casualty of war.
The cover up of the truth, you know. Anyway, I just wanted to say thanks. You've been doing a great job, and I just wanted to toss in my 2 cents there.
Well, thank you very much for the phone call, Charlie, and we're going to let you go here. We're coming up on another commercial break. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we will be right back.
the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of Happy Packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
American Freedom News is your daily website that will keep you fully informed on what both the good guys and bad guys are doing in the information war in which we are all engaged. Fed up with the lies of the fake news media and the censorship of big tech giants? American Freedom News is the solution, as we provide truth and knowledge on all the vital issues of the day. American Freedom News believes in America first. The establishment wants us split into numerous hostile groups rather than uniting in a common cause against the corrupt oligarchy that is plundering America and the world. Many more Americans are waking up and realizing they are the victims of the ongoing Great Replacement and Great Reset. But the malevolent forces trying to systematically destroy America can and will be defeated. Be fully informed by reading American Freedom News, the best news and information site on the internet. Go to AmericanFreedomNews.us and find out for yourself. That's AmericanFreedomNews.us.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
We the people, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty.
And welcome back to our show here. We have open lines, 512-248-8252, and we're going to go to Joe in Tennessee. Hello, Joe. Thank you for waiting patiently. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I wanted to talk about all these Democrats that are voting for Liz Cheney, and what a disgrace that is. I mean, when you talk about levels of evil, like the Cheney family compared to Trump, you know? I mean, the Cheney family... You know, I mean, they're all worked up, these Democrats, because of January 6th, which was just basically an FBI-provoked riot, you know, but they call it an insurrection. So that's, I guess that's their reasoning. But it just shows that the Democrats are just so easily manipulated by the media. They're really embarrassing because, like I said, when you look at levels of evil to compare Cheney versus Trump, I mean, Trump prevented wars. Trump kept us out of wars. There was no, like, false flag 9/11 style, you know, murder of his own citizens when Trump was president. And and it's just amazing the Trump derangement syndrome can make people, and then the media, of course, on top of it, can just make people so irrational. I mean, and what it is absolute irrationality, because Democrats, for whatever you want to say, they're supposed to be like more liberal, and even though all that's going out the window because of Trump, and it's just like Trump is like, I mean, what did he do? Did he round up gay people? No. Did he put black people out in the plantation? No. I mean, it's like the image and what they say on TV compared to the realities on the ground. It's just, yeah. It shows how crazy people are. I mean, it really scares me to, like, how pathetic so many Americans are to be able to be manipulated like this. I mean, it's another example. I mean, but you got to give Trump credit. You know, today he's going to hopefully do in the Cheney family, although she'll probably run for president against Trump. You know, she'll get all kinds of money to do
okay.
it. So, and try
yeah,
to embarrass
might.
Him at the debate. Yeah, she will. I'll guarantee you she will. If she loses, she'll get so much money from all this neocon think tanks and stuff and the military industrial complex, the CIA, of course, all the dirty tricks will be helping her out. So you can
yeah.
count on her running for president. I'll guarantee it.
And, yes.
But at the same time, if she gets completely clobbered, which she will, if it's an honest election, even with their Democratic help, then, you know, she's very tainted. And it's, you know, Trump's been doing pretty good. He destroyed the McCain, you know, family syndicate there in Arizona elections. And then
mm-hmm.
tonight later is the McCluskey or whatever her name is, Murkowski out there in Alaska. Hopefully
yeah.
they can do her in. And that's another, like, you know, he's been really destroying a lot of these, like, family political, what would you call, dynasties, you know. So
yes.
it would be great to see Cheney go tonight and Murkowski or McCluskey, you know, got rid of McCain. You know, the Bush family's in tatters since Jeb, and then I guess that grandson running, he lost in Texas. So you got to give Trump credit, even though he's not really in power as president anymore. Even, you know, he's still, like, doing a number on the establishment, which is, you know, why they're still out to get him.
Yes, very much
so. You know, like I said, to compare Trump and Dick Cheney and the whole Cheney legacy, to see Democrats, like, go and vote for him, it's embarrassing. But it just shows how powerful the media is,
yeah.
you know, and the propaganda.
Well, they're not as powerful as they used to be. I mean, polls are showing that the American people are waking up. The majority of Americans know the 2020 election was stolen. Public trust in the corporate media and Congress is at an all-time low. So the media doesn't have the influence over the public debate that they like to pretend that they do.
Yeah, I think they do that. You're right. They'll probably, you know, they'll use this as an excuse if they are able to somehow or another cheat their way to Cheney winning and saying, yeah, it was all the Democrats that voted for. That'll be their excuse. And then the raid on Mar-a-Lago, how much the people were actually for that, you know, because that's what they do. They can just
that's
lie.
That's exactly
like,
what they do.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, that caller before was talking about Putin and Ukraine bombing the nuclear reactors. And I'm just curious, like, if I was Putin, I don't understand why he allows, he's got the ability to shut the power systems off to Kiev, doesn't he? I mean, he could, these nuclear power plants, where's this power going? You know,
I think they have diverted it down toward Crimea, but, you know, it is, I think, the largest power plant in the region, and if it gets shut off, there's going to be a lot of people in the dark.
Yeah, because, I mean, I'm reading stories about, like, Kiev, and actually people are, like, partying there at night, and they're not living that bad in the capital of Ukraine, and I'm just thinking, do you really want to provoke Putin into shutting all your power? Because Putin could do what we did to Serbia, and you know, overnight with shutting everything down over there. And it just seems to me like, hey, you Ukrainians, you're doing this, you're going to get pounded. It's going to be, you're going to live a lot worse. You know, you like having power. It's going to be off. You know, so I just don't understand the tactics of. I mean, I understand their tactics is desperation, but
yes.
at the same time. If I was on Putin's side, I'd be like, you know, all right, they don't want us to have power, then we're not going to let them have power, you know, and
okay.
he could do it. So that's one of the other quick things I wanted to comment on. And the FBI, I read that somebody, like, attacked the FBI building, and I'm just like, are you kidding me? Like,
yeah,
you can attack
that kind of feels like, you know, a PR stunt.
Yes, and then they're like on TV, like, poor me. Oh, we're so scared. People are saying bad things about us. And every, you know, and the media, of course, like, you know, oh, they're poor guys at the FBI, you know. I always said, if you really want to find FBI agents, just go to an Antifa rally, and half the Antifa yep. there are going to be FBI agents. Or that group, you know that group, you ever see them, they show up in like a, they come in a big, like white truck, and they all dressed in like khakis and stuff. They're like some fake Patriot Front group or yep. something. They march around, kind of like the Tiki Torch guys, but they're different. They're like the new version of that.
Yeah.
And they just show up whenever the FBI wants to, like, highlight, like, white nationalism in the country. And, you know, you look at them, and they're all wearing the same boots and sunglasses.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's just so fake. It's funny.
We saw them at the Boston Marathon bombing, khaki pants and black jacket, identical.
Yeah, I almost want to join them just to go in there and screw around with them, you know, just be like, oh, you're a Fed, aren't you? You're a Fed, aren't you? But they'd know who you were, so.
Yeah.
Anyway. Well, that's about it. You know, it's just, once again, it's the world's falling apart. And
yeah, it is.
This vaccine, there's more and more stories I'm reading about. It's really undeniable about the damage these vaccines are doing.
You're absolutely correct about that.
It's just amazing that it's like they got away with it. I mean, and these people are just dying without...
Well, yeah, they have. I mean, you know, hardly anybody... I mean, you know, the company's lost money over thalidomide. You know, there was that hoax in 2009, you know, to push Tamiflu. You know, it's business as usual, and these vaccine companies are legally indemnified if their products cause harm. The only time they get called to account is if they're caught engaging in illegal activity, such as Purdue, that was literally bribing hospitals and doctors to overprescribe opioids.
Well, yeah, it seems to me like when you have enough of, like, it, by expanding the crime to include the media, the politicians, the pharmaceutical companies, so many people, that when it comes out about the crime, it gets so, it's suppressed, the information's suppressed, because if people become aware of it, then there's so many people on the hook for this. It's going to take down a lot of institutions. So all these institutions are just hiding it for now. And I'm just surprised that they're going to be able to keep it under wraps. But, you know, they kept 9/11 under wraps. They kept Kennedy assassination under wraps. But this is, people are seriously dying. I mean, it's like a lot of people are dying.
Or they're being permanently crippled.
And I feel bad because I'm like, sometimes I feel like kind of like, well, you know, good, it serves them right. And then I think, that's not a good way to think. That's not very Christian of me, you know. So I'm kind of trying to not be that way. But some of them I don't mind, like that guy Lloyd Austin, because he wants to mandate it to everybody else, you know. He's people like that, and that Bourla, that guy with the, you know, that's the other thing that kind of I don't understand. It's like, how, you know, you're hearing about all these people getting it, and they all say they've been double vaxxed and boosted, like Pelosi. And didn't they get the memo that this stuff was a bioweapon? I mean, are our leadership really that dumb? I was just under the assumption that
they
were all getting, like, saline solutions, you know? I didn't think they were really getting the vax. I thought that was for us goyim, you know? I didn't think that the big shots would actually be getting the real juice, you know?
Well, have any of the elites come down with the symptoms we know are associated with those vaccines, like blood clots, myocarditis, and everything? That's going to tell you if they got the real shot or not.
Yeah, well, that's true. They all seem to be coming down with COVID. Maybe that's just a fake. I don't know. But it does seem, you're right. A few of them.
Well,
like,
no,
if they
got saline instead of the vaccine, then yeah, they're susceptible to COVID.
Well, yeah, I don't know. I just don't. I just wonder, like, you know, they're killing their own also. Like, the head of Pfizer actually says he was got double vaxxed and boosted. And I'm thinking he ought to know that what he's giving everybody is a bioweapon, if anybody knows.
Well, he may have just said that in order to boost sales. But the end result is, you know, he's got COVID. And so either he lied about getting the vaccine or the vaccine does not work. And I think the evidence is overwhelming that the vaccine does not protect you from COVID-19. And as a special added bonus, it wrecks your immune system.
Yeah, there was an article I was reading, and they were, it's called the Not the Babylon Bee, and they were just showing all the quotes from all these big shots that got the vaccine and got COVID, and it's like they all say the same thing. They all say, you know, double boost, and it was safe and effective, and it's mild. Thank God they got the vax, because it made
it
milder.
Yeah, it would have been so much worse. I remember when there was a guy who died right after getting the COVID vaccine, and they said, well, you know, if he hadn't had the vaccine, it would have been worse. The guy's dead! You know, I mean, that's how ridiculous the stuff gets.
Yeah, you know, that the one group of people that are really killing, that's killing a lot of comedians for some reason. I don't get it. I mean, Gilbert Gottfried, Bob Saget, and then I read about all these guys. It's like that one lady collapsing on stage. Seems like somebody should put together a meme like, it's COVID vaccine, it's not funny, because it's really killing a lot of comedians. And there was a good thing on Twitter. I couldn't find it anywhere else. It was Gilbert Gottfried talking with Bob Saget about their vaccinations and how they were in such a hurry to get vaxxed to be safe. And now both of them are dead. I just thought that'd be a pretty good thing to throw out
there. Well, there's one possible explanation, and that is that when you're up on a stage doing a comedy show, or for that matter, a magic show, it is an exertion, and your heart is going to be pumping higher than normal. You're not resting up there. You're expending a lot of energy. I mean, go back and look at some of the videos of Robin Williams doing stand-up in front of a live audience, and just, you know, the sweat's pouring off of him. And, you know, just like these athletes that are out there playing these sports and exerting themselves, and then the damage from the vaccine hits.
Yeah, that's a good point. You're all geared up, and you get your heart racing, and they say that's why it kills a lot of athletes. I was watching a video the other day of all these like soccer stars just collapsing.
Yeah, and, it's there.
These are healthy guys. I mean, they're well cared for. You know, they go really echocardiograms and all kinds of stuff. So, but the other thing, when you see it and you read it, and then you got to say, like, how are they getting away with this? It just shows how, like, control the how really they got everything under such control. It's scary. It's
scary. It's all about the Benjamins. You know, you got enough money, you can do pretty much whatever you want, hurt anybody that you want. And, of course, whoever's got those videotapes from Jeffrey Epstein's island, you know, they're now in control of as much of the government, you know, based on who showed up there. You know, and had fun with the underage girls. They're all under control now. And if it was really a sizable portion of the government, then yeah, that's why I hope Gateway Pundit can get that list released, because until those names are exposed, then they are blackmailable and controllable, and they are going to be operating in the interest of the blackmailer and not we, the American people.
Yeah, I don't think Gateway Pundit's going to get those released. There's no way. That ain't going to happen.
Yeah, you know, lightning's going to hit their
surprised.
Offices and burn them to the ground, probably.
Yep. Well, all right, Mike, I'll let you go. I don't want to monopolize your time. Appreciate you hearing me out.
All right, well, thank you very much here, and we're going to go to Tom in Florida. And, Tom, thank you for waiting. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, good day. Good call by Joe. Good call. It'd be nice to hear from Jim, and maybe Marco Miles will call one of these days. It'd be nice to hear him. And I even Dustin, if he called, that'd be cool too. But Mike, here's what I want to get going to. First off, Joe is right about this Liz Cheney and her dad who went out hunting with his buddy and shot him, killed him, I guess. I don't know
kill him, just scarred him up for life.
We'll scarred him up, okay, whatever. Same thing, I guess. And, Lesbo, I think, is going to lose tonight. I'm pretty sure of that. I hope Makarski loses, too, that creep. Maybe these Cretans got to lose. But, yeah, Mike, I got to talk about what's going on here. First off, in Florida, as you know, Matt Gaetz, we have a congressman here. He's even basically putting a bill out. All illegals that step foot in the state of Florida have to be going to a blue state. So we're going to see how this is going
like
to go.
I like that
in the
one.
House. Right. Yes. And here's the main thing, Mike, I've been looking at. You remember yesterday we were talking about Lake Mead?
Yeah.
Well, Lake Mead is considered it's going to be considered a dead pool. I think that's the word now. Dead pool?
Yeah.
Is that the word? It's a dead pool. And pretty soon when that happens, Mike, it'll be catastrophic in the western states. that really would have happened.
Yeah.
However, they had a place in the Navajo Reservation, what they call it, Chocolate Falls. You heard about that? And it finally got water in or something? After like 100 years or something?
Yeah, I heard about that. Yep.
Yeah, that was kind of interesting watching the video. But here, Mike, here's what I was looking at. Every American or every human being in the United States consumes about 192 gallons of water a year. So if we got millions of illegals pouring into our country, where's all this water coming from? And you're talking hundreds of millions of gallons of water that we're not going to – basically, water's going to go up, be worse than it's going to be $10 a bottle pretty soon.
Yeah.
I think. I mean, we're looking at a catastrophic event. These people are coming to a – they're bringing this – like you say, Mike, they're coming to one environmental area where they have Central America, they have South America. What's going to happen to those places? They're going to be big expanses of nothing? What, is going to be like five people for every 10 square miles in El Salvador, Guatemala? What, here in the United States, is going to be 50,000 people per half a mile? Is that what's happening here?
Well, you know, people are being encouraged to crowd into these urban areas and cities and packed even tighter and tighter. In fact, I was watching this British show on streaming last night. It's called Gadgets. The first year, Stephen Fry was the host, then they changed it. And they were talking about, you know, homes being smaller and smaller, and they built this one little wooden home that's about one-third the size of a cargo container, and they showed how they had everything in there. It was all full down, and the interior walls moved on cranks. So, you know, with the walls cranked over one way, you had a living room. When they were cranked over one on each side, you had the kitchen. When they were cranked over all the other way, you had the bathroom. I mean, that's, you know, that's clearly the direction we're being encouraged to go.
Well, I believe they're doing that in Japan, too, Mike, in Tokyo. I think in Tokyo, it's so crowded. I don't know about Mexico City, but I think Tokyo, they have all these.
Yeah, Tokyo, Japan, you know, in the urban areas in Japan, living space is really very small. But culturally, the Japanese are a little more comfortable with that than the Americans. We're used to wide open spaces and big homes and the rest of it. The Japan are adapting to tiny living spaces and pods and tubes a lot more. You've heard about the tube hotels, right?
Yes, yes.
Yeah, okay. So that's where we're going.
Well, yeah, Mike, you know, getting back to now, the consumption of water, all these illegals are going to pour in 2 million drinking all this water. We're not talking even about the food. We're not talking about the electricity like you were talking about. This is catastrophic for the United States. And Mike, you know, in California, all these illegals, did you hear about this today? They're going to get free education, college?
Yeah.
Now, how are they going to get free college and never paid a red cent in this government? And you got a white kids, American kids, that can't even, they have to pay astronomical amounts of money to go to college.
Yeah, it sucks. I mean, the illegal immigrants are being treated better by this government than you and I are. And we are citizens born in this country. And, we're being treated like we're garbage.
Exactly. You know, to Joe's point, you know, he was talking earlier about all these networks. Yeah, well, they have a thing called all put all the guilt on the whitey. It's all put guilt on
Whitey's bad, it's very, very obvious. Yeah, you know, we have returned to racial-based discrimination, and it's being directed against white people, and it's no more right than discrimination against black people, except the black population and the brown population are being told it's okay to discriminate against white people because it's payback and retribution for slavery. Well, I never owned slaves, and the current black population of the United States never picked cotton other than as a school exercise by woke teachers. And, you know, this idea that we are going to be made to suffer because of something our ancestors did. And by the way, my ancestors ran a station on the Underground Railroad. It's ridiculous. But, you know, anytime a politician stands up and says, I've got justification to take stuff away from these people and give it to you, the people who are getting this so-called free stuff, yeah, they're going to vote themselves bread and circuses.
Yeah, it's absolutely absurd, Mike. You know, and I was watching a little documentary about the Civil War, and I'm seeing all these white guys fallen like dominoes on both sides.
Oh, it was horrendous.
It was horrendous. And, you know, it's all white. And, you know, the blacks didn't free themselves. The Jews didn't free themselves from Nazi Germany. It was white Christians, like I told you show, Mike. But, you know, it's always the white man, white guilt. Like John Travolta made that movie, White Man's Burden. I don't know if you ever saw that movie, White Man's Burden.
Yes.
Hell of a movie. That was a hell of a movie. I think everybody should watch it. But, you know, Mike, there's the problem. You got 2% of the population controlling the media, the Hollywood, everything. And they're having such a bitter hate. George Soros is running around free after what he did with to the police officers throughout this nation two summers ago. If it would have been anybody else, they'd be arrested, Mike. They would be they would be put in jail or who knows what they do to them.
Okay, and, you know, Tom, I'm sorry. I've got to interrupt you here. We're getting close to the end of the show, and I want to get to a couple of other calls. So thank you very much.
You got it, Mike. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
All right, we're going to go to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, thank you for being so patient. What is on your mind?
Honestly, Mike, I would have let Tom go on. He was on the right track all the way.
Yeah, he was, but, you know, I don't like to end the show with people on hold.
Yeah, I hear you. I will also say that Joe from Tennessee said something that he says a lot of original stuff. The Liz Cheney for president thing, never occurred to me, but he's spot on with that, I think.
Anything is possible. I mean, Joe Biden is not going to be able to be a serious candidate in 2024. They're probably going to try and run Hillary, is my prediction.
Yeah, one of your earlier callers was talking about Zaporozhye. It's the largest nuclear power plant in Europe.
Yes.
But the fact we spent $5 billion destabilizing it in 2014 and 2013, and then, of course, on all the farmland with BlackRock and Vanguard, and we put in, we've acknowledged we put in about $70 billion so far this year. So the point that they're shelling Zaporozhye and they're shelling and trying to get these hydroelectric plants, it's you have to understand that Joe Biden is paying every single civil servant, every single private in the Ukrainian army, every police officer. He's paying all their salaries.
No. He's not doing that. You are.
Well,
you're paying these people.
But the point I'm making is that if we didn't want that to happen, it wouldn't happen.
No.
We're handling Zelensky's security. If we didn't want Zaporozhye to be shelled, it wouldn't be shelled. Matter of fact, they couldn't shell without what we're giving them.
Yeah.
So, you know, all this stuff about a nuclear catastrophe, yeah, it could be. And it could be awful. Just think about who's calling the shots here, you know.
Yeah.
So, and remember, by the way, it doesn't make much difference to our rulers. For years and years, they were running through GIs and Marines through Ground Zero in Nevada, and, you know.
I remember that, the test. All right, Peter, I am sorry. We are at the end of the program, and I apologize to the caller still waiting on hold. Please call in tomorrow. Stay tuned for the National Intel Report. Michael Herzog is taking the microphone. Please spread the word of republicbroadcasting.org. Spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please continue to donate. You are keeping us going in these dark times. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit republicbroadcasting.org today because you can handle the truth.